Well, hello, fellow constitutionalists, and welcome to the Tuesday edition of the Dan Clements Show, a Christian political talk show. I'm your host, Dan Clements, your constitutional warrior fighting for your right just to be an American. It is January 30th in the year of our Lord, 2018. Remember, we're hyphen-free, PC-free zone. God is still in control, and he does love you. And I'm broadcasting from the Hemlock Studios here in the snowy central Susquehanna Valley in the Great Keystone State. And folks, today, we are going to talk to you about how Let America Vote is lying or being dishonest about voter suppression, especially when it comes to voter ID laws. These folks over there at Let America Vote, they haven't seen a voter ID law that they did like. They have no clue of what truing the vote actually is to make sure we have an honest, accurate vote that only citizens are allowed to be voting in. And they keep continually pushing this line, this narrative about how voter ID is voter suppression. And I'm going to show you about, I got three clips for you today. One comes from the DC Statesman. Now, all these were shared. I found these on Facebook. People, I follow Let America Vote on Facebook, and other people shared the DC Statesman with me on Facebook, and I got these over there, so I want to make sure I give credit where credit's due on these videos I'm going to be showing you. But it is totally dishonest. And again, Let America Vote is just about like any other, not all, but the vast majority of regressive Democratic sites who do not source their material. They do not put links into like studies that we're going to talk about today. They don't put any of those things into their wording, their verbiage on their website or on their, you know, when they're doing a Facebook video, they could put the links down in the video or below the video of at least the study in Wisconsin that we're going to be talking about, but they don't do that. So they leave it up to you to go Google it, as Cenk Uygur, the Young Turks, would tell us to do. Just go Google it. You know, why should we waste our time and put it in there? Well, to me, and this is something, it's a personal pet peeve with me. If you're going to cite something, or if you're going to say so-and-so said this in this article or cite this study, then I believe it's on your shoulders and your responsibility to make sure that you have the sources and their links and everything so people don't have to Google it, so we know that you know where it's at. Because for all we know, maybe you heard this secondhand from somebody and you're just taking it as gospel. So, again, this whole idea of voter ID being suppressive or suppressing the vote is just fallacious. And Let America Vote, I'm being kind to them in the title of the show, is being dishonest. But in most instances, they are outright lying about the voter ID laws in every state that they talk about. And they're actually starting, they're talking about in the last clip, and we'll get to it, they're going to set up more field offices in other states that are proposing or have voter ID laws that they're going to try to get these off the books. Because with regressive Democrats, folks, the only way they feel that they can win is not by putting out their policies, not by arguing for their policies. It's to discredit the other side and to say everything that they're doing is against the voters, or against minorities, or against blacks. And this comes up time and time and time again. And Let America Vote, if you go over on their Facebook site, or if you go over on their, it's Let America Vote, I think, .org or .com, I'm not sure. It's one of the two. I'll have a link to it in the show notes. That'll be on the DanClementsShow.com, on the show notes page with at the end of this video. So, again, I'm about making sure the vote is accurate and that only citizens are voting. And if you don't feel the need to have an ID, which I don't know anybody that doesn't, personally, and this one video from DC Statesman They had a man in the street, and they're talking to some. They're talking to whites, and they're talking to blacks separately. And whoa, Dolly, this video is really going to expose some hypocrisy on the left in here. But let's get to it here. The official drink of the Dan Clements Show is Rocky Mountain High brand. Now, most of you know, I've been diagnosed with fibromyalgia, and this is one of the things I do for my daily regimen to help me with my pain is to drink. I've been drinking the lemonade because it doesn't have any caffeine in it, but it has 100 milligrams of hemp oil in it, in all of them, in a 16-ounce can. It's carbonated. It tastes good. You get to belch afterwards. They got power drinks. They got protein bars. The whole shebang. They got Eagle Spirit alkaline water. And you can order all these things on Amazon.com. And full disclosure, folks, I do own stock in Rocky Mountain High brands. And hopefully someday that stock might pay off. Okay. Now, let's get into the show here. Today's daily Bible reading comes from the book of Isaiah, chapter 62, verses 6 through 7. I've set a watchman on the walls, O Jerusalem. They shall never hold their peace day or night. You will make mention of the Lord. Do not keep silent. And give him no rest till he establishes, until he makes Jerusalem a praise in the earth. God has set watchmen on the walls, O Jerusalem. And they shall neither hold their peace day or night. You know, we are God's watchmen today, preachers of the gospel. And we better not be silent when it comes to preaching the gospel. I gave, I try never be mean. You know, I'm only human, but I try never to be mean with folks. I had an atheist get after me on Facebook the other day about there's no way that he could ever believe in the Bible. And I gave him a little thing about, you know, about the Bible itself. And because he kept saying that Jesus is copying, or the personage of Jesus is copying other historical figures. And I said, well, it seems kind of strange to me that the Bible consists of 66 separate books written over a period of 1,500 years by 40-some writers in three languages on three continents. And the message is totally consistent. The scarlet thread of redemption from Genesis to the book of the last chapter of the book of Revelation is solid. It is not contradictory at all, and it's consistent throughout the scriptures. And I says, I don't think any group of men across 1,500 years would be able to do that in and of themselves. It has to be inspired in order for that to take place. And I just gave that to him, and I said, think about it. And so he's thinking about it. So. And if you want to think about it too, think about that. You know how good a God we have. Quote wheel today comes from Mother Teresa. I like this one. You never realize Jesus is all you need until Jesus is all you've got. Amen. Short Bible lesson today by Al Shannon over at Biblical Proof. He posted this up today. Killing the Messenger. It's a very insightful article talking about how people degrade those who spread the gospel message, and in essence are killing the messenger. Now I have some articles up here I'll show you here in a minute. One's talking about the Wisconsin voter ID study, flawed and unreliable, by Will Flanders and Rick Eisenberg, posted up September 29th of 2017 over at nationalreview.com. Matter of fact, both of these articles come from National Review. The second one's Hillary Clinton, Wisconsin, voter suppression claim, a dubious excuse for flawed campaign, by Hans A. von Spakovsky and Benjamin Janicek, June 20, 2017, over at National Review. And both of them go reference a New York Times article, which the links are in the Hillary Clinton one. And I went and got the PDF, estimating the effect of voter ID on non-voters in Wisconsin in the 2016 presidential election. Now, what Mr. Jason Kander, now he's going to be the one you'll see talking in the Let America Vote videos, what he is claiming is because of the voter ID laws, based on this study, this one that I have a PDF up to, estimating the effect of voter ID, they are making a logical fallacy, and it's called the fallacy of composition. And basically what the fallacy of composition states is it arises when one infers that something is true for the whole from the fact that it is true of some part of the whole. And then there's another one in there about, there's another fallacy that goes along with that. It's called the fallacy of division. And so Jason Kander is making this logical fallacy of composition. And those that are making the claim that it was voter ID and voter suppression in Wisconsin, especially Hillary Clinton, are suffering from the same fallacy. That whatever happened in these two counties, and real quick here, before we get into the videos, because folks, this is very, very important. It's very, very important to understand. You get up over here. Now, this is the PDF. Estimating the effect of voter ID on Wisconsin, or non-voters in Wisconsin, in the 2016 presidential election. And this is by Kenneth R. Mayer, Principal Investigator, Professor of Political Science, University of Wisconsin-Madison, and Michael G. Crescenzo, PhD candidate, Political Science, University of Madison, Wisconsin, September 25th, 2017. Questions and answers about the voter ID study. How did you arrive at the 9,001 and the 16,801 figure? According to the data from the Wisconsin Election Commission, there were 748,777 votes cast in Milwaukee and Dane County in 2016 presidential election, out of 948,402 registrants on election day, and this is from Wisconsin Vote, leaving 229,625 non-voting registrants. We estimate that 34.7% of these non-voters were actually ineligible to vote in county, almost all of whom had moved to another state or to another address in Wisconsin outside of Dane or Milwaukee County, had died or just been had been convicted of a felony, leaving 159,010 eligible registrants. The survey showed that 11.2% of the respondents were deterred from voting, with the top end of the 95% confidence interval at 15.5%. And it goes on some more numbers there. Were prevented from voting, which translates to 9,001 votes. And so they did this survey. Now get this, what they did with the survey here. Where did you mail the survey, or why did you mail a survey instead of a phone survey? The statewide database to registered voters does not have phone numbers for all registered voters. It does have a mailing address for everyone. Using mailing addresses was the only way to create a random sample in which all non-voters have the same probability of being selected, subject to the oversampling of low SES census tracts. Do you know who the non-voters would have voted for? No. And there's no way they could have, even in the survey, unless they actually asked that question. You estimate the number of people in Milwaukee and Dane counties who were deterred from voting because of voter ID. Do you know how many people statewide were affected? And no, they don't. But even in Dane and Milwaukee, and we'll get into this article here about this, even in Dane and Milwaukee counties, they are heavily, heavily Democrat. And if there's one thing I know about Democrats, they live and die by the narrative. And the narrative that they've been living by is one of the reasons why Trump, and this is something that Hillary Clinton's been pushing, the reason why President Trump or Donald Trump won the presidency was through voter suppression. And so that got out into the narrative echo chamber, and that's all you hear. And so instead of doing a statewide mailing, they just did these two very heavily Democrat counties, which really, I think, skewed the whole thing. I think it really did. And it throws, to me, it throws doubt on the whole process of whether or not whether or not that this was actually a true vote. Okay? Now, I'm going to show you this first clip by the DC Statesman, what white liberals think about black people. And folks, this, if you're not sitting down, sit down, please. I mean, this is incredible what's going to go on here. Hang on just a second, folks, we'll get that over here.
I'm Ami Horowitz, and I'm here in Berkeley, California, to find out if voter ID laws suppress the black vote. Do you have an opinion on voter ID laws?
Yeah, they're usually pretty racist, and they're bad.
I think voter ID laws are a way to perpetuate racism.
Would you say they're? Would you go as far to say they're, those laws are racist?
For sure.
Do you think it suppresses the African-American vote?
Definitely.
Because they're less likely to have state IDs.
Minority voters are less likely to have the kinds of IDs that have been described or required.
These type of people don't live in areas with easy access to DMVs or other places where they can get identification.
You can always get IDs over the internet. Does that also would make it difficult for black people in particular?
Yeah, you have to have access to the internet. You have to be able to pay an internet service provider for certain fees.
Do you think that's harder for black people to go online?
Well, I feel like they don't have the knowledge of how it works.
A lot of people have smartphones, but you might not have data.
For most of the communities, they don't really know what is out there just because they're not aware or like they're not informed.
I also think there's a repression of like black voting with how if you're a convicted felon, like you're not allowed to vote and everything. And when you look at swing states like Florida, that's a huge population of the like African Americans.
Now I'm here in East Harlem to ask black people their thoughts on what you just heard. Do you have ID normally? You carry ID around?
Yes, I have state ID.
Do you carry ID?
Yes, I do.
Do you know anybody who, any black person who doesn't carry ID?
No. Everyone that I know has an ID. Why would they think we don't have ID?
That's a lie. Why would they say that?
Do you have ID?
Yes.
Because I have my ID and my friends have their ID, so like we know what we need to carry around.
Everybody that I know have ID. Like, that's one of the things you need to walk around with New York with, ID.
Do you know any black adult who does not have ID?
No, I don't.
Is it a weird thing to even say that?
Yes, it is.
What is this, some type of trick candy camera?
I
like
know,
that?
Right? That's the only thing I brought with me.
Those are legit IDs. I heard a lot also that black people can't figure out how to get to the DMV.
Really?
Is that what does that say to you?
I know it's that, but on 25th Street.
Do you know where the ID, the DMV is around you?
It's on 125th Street and 3rd Avenue, I believe.
You know how to get there?
Yeah.
Do you have a problem getting there if you have to get there?
No.
I know these sound like silly questions. You know how to get the DMV?
Of course.
You know where it is?
Yes.
You can get there?
Uh-huh.
No problem.
No problem.
Just checking.
Okay.
And I also heard a lot that black people, especially poor black people, have no access to the internet, can't figure out how to use the internet.
That's just stupidity, honestly. Everybody has access to the internet. Even a little kid can figure out how to work the internet.
I had access to the internet for years.
You know how to use it properly, right?
Exactly. I do it at work. So, of course, I know how to use it. Smart. My kids know how to use it. They all have iPads, iPods, whatever.
Your phone has data?
Mm-hmm.
You can actually use
unlimited.
Unlimited data.
Mm-hmm.
I use my phone as a hotspot.
What does that say to you for the people who have this perception of black people?
They're pretty much ignorant. That's what my thought process is.
I just think that's ignorant.
Ignorant.
Ignorant. That's the
very,
word I hear
very
a lot.
Ignorant.
Ignorant.
Very, very ignorant.
Does it sound racist for somebody to say that?
I think it is a little racist because, you know, you're putting people in a category and you have no idea what you're talking about.
Maybe a little bit of racist in it, but like I said, I think it's more stupidity and ignorance.
You're judging somebody, like, but you're judging them because they're black, saying that they don't got it.
What people are they talking to? Who are these people talking to?
Do you have a problem that if you go to vote and they say, can we please see your ID to make sure you are who you say you are? Are you
love showing my ID.
You got no problem with that?
Nope.
Would you have a problem if when you go to vote, if they say, can we please just see your ID to make sure you are who you say you are? Do you have an issue with that?
No.
Would you have a problem if there was a rule where you had to show your ID in order to vote?
I don't think so. No.
Would you have an issue if there was a rule saying you got to show your ID before you vote?
No.
You cool with that?
Yeah.
Can you believe that, folks? Can you believe that? These white people and their opinion of black folks when it comes to IDs, when it comes to internet. I think these black people were being gracious, you know, saying that, well, it might be a little bit racist, but I think it's more ignorant and more ignorance. And okay, I'll go with that. You know, I'll be gracious like they are and not go any further than that. I still think it's a little bit racist, a little bit more than they do, but I'll hold with what their opinion is. It's more ignorance than anything else. And this is the standard story, folks, you hear when it comes to vote, you know, having vote statewide voter IDs. And every state, including Wisconsin, that I checked, it is so super simple. If you do not have an ID, so super simple to get it. It's real easy, and if you can't afford it, the state will pay for you, including Wisconsin. That's not voter suppression. And again, I don't want to play that video again, but can you believe that? That these white people, especially some of these younger ones, they had old, not old gentlemen, but they had a middle-aged man there that was like, well, you know, they don't have internet, they don't have to use it. You know, it's like, are these, and most of these folks, I wonder if they've even been down to places like Harlem or the Bronx. I have. You know, there's a lot of families living there now. Didn't used to be, but there is now. And I don't want to get into that, but it is total ignorance when people actually spout that kind of stuff. Now, let me get to the next video clip here, where we're going to look at the Wisconsin and see what happened in Wisconsin. And then we'll get into the articles, and then I'll do the last video clip of that. So let's get this all set up here.
When the state elections officials predicted a turnout of 3.1 million on the level of 08 and 12, a lot of people wondered how Republicans could win a race like that, because those kinds of turnouts are typically better for Democrats. It was a little bit below that, and I think that was helpful for Republicans up and down the ticket. But
all right, folks, I know on the podcast you're not going to be able to hear, I didn't say anything on that video. You're going to have to actually go over to the video. You got some good music that's actually going on there. A couple points about that video that if you know, like I said, this is for the benefit of those that are listening on the podcast. One, that study that was cited was flawed, and the conclusions that were made in there were, again, a fallacy of composition. And that's where they drew this whole conclusion of this 11% of voters, registered voters in these two counties that didn't vote. The reason why was because of these oppressive, suppressive voter ID laws. Remember the first video. And two, one of the things that come out in, there was a tweet that was shown on there, and this actually is talked about elsewhere also. Why is it always somebody else's job to educate somebody on these voter ID laws? You know, we need to do a better job. You know, we need to do a better job educating the people on voter ID laws or any type of voting laws. Why is it always the politician or someone else's job to educate people on that? If you want to vote, And you never voted, or you haven't voted for a while, or you hear some new laws coming down the pike that, you know, like voter ID laws that are coming down, find out. My goodness, more people than you believe have access to the internet. More people than those white folks in that first video have access to the internet than they probably realize, folks. And to me, again, I think it's just out of ignorance that they do that. It is totally out of ignorance that that's being done. Now, I'm not going to get into both of these articles here, but the one article that I want to get into is the Wisconsin voter ID study, flawed and unreliable. And again, this is by Will Flanders and Rick Esenberg, or Esenberg, Esenberg. They put this up September 29th of last year, 2017. Said earlier this week, professors at the University of Wisconsin-Madison made national news, including a story at the New York Times, with the claim that nearly 17,000 potential Wisconsin voters had been deterred by the state's voter ID law. All the usual suspects responded on cue, repeating all the expected talking points, with the clerk of Milwaukee County suggesting that the survey shows that Jim Crow laws are alive and well. This is what happens when you live inside a narrative echo chamber, folks. And Milwaukee and Dane County are heavily, heavily, regressively Democrat. Okay? Someone should have asked some hard questions, because the survey proved nothing of the sort. Part of this is due to the methodological flaws, such as sample selection bias. But the most egregious error is how the media and scholars are using this study to push a narrative that voter ID laws suppress turnout in the 2016 election. The study itself does not support this conclusion. Here's why. The survey, which was funded by tax dollars by an elected Democrat in left of liberal Madison, and we're talking about Madison, Wisconsin, folks. When I used to drive truck, should have heard some of the stories I heard coming out of Madison. Left of liberal is putting it mildly. These guys are full-blown regressives up there. They are socialist to the max. Anyway, let me read on here. Was mailed to 2,400 people in the Democrat strongholds of Dane and Milwaukee counties who were registered but did not vote. It asked respondents why they did not vote. Very few of the people who received the survey responded, and of those who did, about 30 said it was because they thought they lacked a proper form of ID. This number was extrapolated into a larger number with the unstated claim that almost all of them would have voted for Hillary Clinton. Now, in the survey, they didn't say that, but news outlets and other folks were actually saying that. And again, these folks, and I stopped the reading here for those on podcasts, these folks are committing the fallacy of composition. They're falling into that trap. Even in these two counties, and only 30 people said they thought they lacked the proper form of ID. And that's why they didn't vote. And that in the one video, they talked about voter turnout. In that last video I shared, talk about voter turnout was lower. Well, I wonder why voter turnout might have been lower with all the polls almost in lockstep during the campaign season between Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton. Had Hillary Clinton winning the presidency in a walk? Winning it in a walk. So that would that have deterred people saying, well, she's going to win it in a walk. She doesn't need my vote. I'm not going to waste my time to go vote. Could that be? Now, we don't know for sure, but that could be a possibility. That was one of the first things I thought of. You know, even up to and including election night, all the polls were saying that Hillary Clinton was going to walk away with this election. And I was watching a YouTube video that never gets old. It was a compilation of, I can't remember, I think he was on CNN or MSNBC, Cenk Uygur from the Young Turks was just beside himself. He could not believe how the night was actually turning out, and Donald Trump was just stomping on Hillary Clinton. And he lost it. He totally lost it. So could that be a problem? Yeah, that could be part of the problem, these erroneous polls. Among those who did respond, I'm picking up the reading, the main reason cited for not voting was that they were unhappy with the choice of candidates or issues. 33% chose this. After that, other reasons for not voting, including being ill, out of town, not interested, otherwise occupied, or believing that their vote did not matter. Only 1.7% of respondents believed that they did not have the adequate photo ID, and 1.4% claimed to have actually been turned away at the polling place, which might have been related to ID. But put another way, the main reason for not voting, cited by somewhere between 95 and 98% of the respondents, was unrelated to voter ID law. But Jason Kander, Let American Vote, all these very liberal, lamestream media outlets don't tell you that. All they're going to focus on is that little 2 to 5% that you don't know about. You don't know if they're even telling you the truth about the voter ID or getting turned away from the polls. Yet the New York Times headline reads, Wisconsin's strict ID law discourages voters, study finds. Well, yes, it may have discouraged a few, but Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton seem to have discouraged many times more. When almost all non-voters had other reasons, I was ill, I was gone, it doesn't matter. It is dangerous to assume that even those who cited voter ID as the main reason would have voted if not for the law. But that's not even the most fundamental problem with the breathless claims of disenfranchisement. It appears that most of those who were deterred from voting actually could have voted. The first hint of a problem is the professor's use of the circumclusion, deterred, in describing the impact of the voter ID laws on voters. In a statement to the media, one of the study's authors, Professor Kenneth Mayer, went further, saying that persons who are eligible but cannot vote because of voter ID law have been disenfranchised. But that's not what the survey found. According to the press release from the study, most of the people who said they did not vote because they lacked voter ID law actually possessed a qualifying form of ID. This crucial finding was omitted in many of the media reports on the survey. It appears that most of those who were deterred from voting actually could have voted. And he goes on, and he continues on down through there and continues to keep going his way down through there on this article. And just picking the survey apart, picking the lamestream media and their conclusions apart. And this is why I'm doing this video today, because I'm picking Jason Kander apart on this. I get so tired of this narrative being put out when it's a false narrative, that they're deceiving folks or dishonest. And dare I say, they are lying to the American public. People like Jason Kander over at Let America Vote. Now, I have one more video here I'm going to get set up that's talking about... It's an announcement. There's a Throwback Thursday announcement about setting up these other field offices in these five crucial states. So let me get this set up for you.
The mission of Let America Vote is to create political consequences for politicians who are making it harder to vote. We are really excited to announce that in 2018, we are taking that effort to five states, Nevada, Georgia, New Hampshire, Tennessee, and Iowa. In all five, we're setting up field offices. In all five, there are politicians who are making it harder to vote. So in 2018, let's make sure those folks don't get reelected.
All right, you heard him. They're going to set up these field offices, folks. That these politicians are making it harder for people to vote. I don't, and again, I sound like a broken record. I don't know anybody that doesn't have an ID. It seems to me, if I want to participate in this fallacy of composition, like these liberals and these regressives, like Jason Kander does, and the lamestream media outlets that like this narrative that voter ID is suppressive, then the short video from the D.C. Statesman about what white liberals think about black people, almost everybody in Harlem has an ID, has some form of ID, and they're in some way to connect to the internet, either at work or through their smartphones, their iPads, their notepads, you know, whatever. They're able to do so. If I may participate in this fallacy with my liberal friends out there, which actually I'm not going to. But again, this is a narrative in an echo chamber, and they think it's getting them traction. And folks, we got to get this message out. We got to make sure that our liberal friends out there know that they're being lied to when it comes to voter ID. I whenever I see it on Facebook or Twitter, I try to correct it in a loving way, but I still try to put the information out that they need. And I push back against Jason Kander and his videos over at Let America Vote and Common Cause, like we were talking about in Ohio, the Supreme Court case where the Navy man was suing the state because he was taken illegally off the voter rolls or you know, whatever his case was. And it seemed funny to me that the Ohio voter purge law, the part of their law about, you know, keeping the voting polls, you know, clean and accurate, is almost verbatim of the National Voting Rights Act of 93, the federal government. And then I had people come back to me and say, well, the Sixth Circuit Court of Appeals doesn't agree with you. And I said, yeah, that's because the Sixth Court of Appeals didn't take the law that Congress passed and apply it to the case. The judges on the Sixth Circuit Court, which covers Ohio, Michigan, were being activists. Well, no, you can't do that, the second part of that purge. And yet it's right in the National Voters Right Act of 1993. So the Sixth Circuit Court, in my opinion, got it wrong. Hopefully the Supreme Court gets it right. And if it goes the way the argument sounded like they were going to go, and you can never tell about these things, folks, you really can't. But if it goes in Ohio's favor, this is going to go a long way to shut down these dishonest practices by these liberals out there. Again, should I remind you that 11 counties in California, and I was trying to do some research, they're still counting up things, had more registered voters than they actually had people who of age that lived in those jurisdictions in those 11 counties, and one of them was 144%. Now, they're going back and seeing how many ballots were cast in those counties, and that's been taking a while. I know Judicial Watch is working on this, trying to get a Freedom of Information Act to find out. They don't care about the people's name. They just want to find out how many votes were actually cast compared to how many people live there and how many people are registered. And down in Los Angeles, should I remind you of the zombie apocalypse that happens every time a midterm or a national vote happens, that there's so many dead people that are voting that have been dead for years and should have been cleaned off the voting rolls years ago? Should I remind you of the massive, and this is still ongoing investigation in PA, the state police, a few months back, or last, I think it was last summer, actually dug into some allegations and were finding a lot of evidence for voter fraud here in Pennsylvania. And again, it's just it's watching a Facebook video of a young illegal immigrant. Well, I guess she has resident status now, but she's not an American citizen, and she was caught voting in for like the past 20 years. And she got some jail time for that because it's illegal for her to vote. It's absolutely illegal for her to vote. So I'm asking you folks to help me, help True the Vote. It's a website. I'll put the, let me make a note here. I forgot to do that. True the Vote. It's a website you can go over and let them know that you're there and you're signing up. They're active. Tea Party groups are still active out there against all this garbage that's coming out about voter ID and how oppressive and suppressive it is. And you can really, and I just want to say this in the end, you can really tell who the nanny staters are who think that minorities, elderly folks, and especially black people just can't do it without them. They need them to be able to vote. They need them to be able to do everything. And to me, folks, that is so racist. That is just so racist. It isn't even funny. And I didn't get my speaker set up over here on my other computer. It's not, like I said, it's not only racist, it's also discriminating against folks' age. It's discriminating against minorities who they think are helpless, especially black. And they're not. They're big boys and girls. They know what to do. And most of them can figure out how to get IDs if they don't have one and can get one. spend the day in Columbus. Show me host Dan Clements, your Constitutional Warrior member. If you aim at nothing, you hit it every time. Have a great rest of the day, and God bless, folks. And we'll see you on the next video. And just to give you a heads up on the next video, I'm going to be talking about the census. And I'm going to be talking about how Democrats are mad because they're going to put a citizenship question on the census. Oh, my. So stay tuned for that one. We're going to get that one pumped out today, too, along with maybe one more, but at least this other one. So have a great rest of the day, and God bless, and we'll see you on the next video.